ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਆਪ ਜੀ ਧੰਨ ਧੰਨ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਹਜ਼ੂਰੀ ਅੰਦਰ ਜੁੜ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਰਹਿਰਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਸਰਵਣ ਕੀਤੀ, ਉਪਰੰਤ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਜਸ ਸਰਵਣ ਕੀਤਾ। ਆਓ ਹੁਣ ਕੁਛ ਸਮਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਗੁਰਮਤਿ ਵਿਚਾਰਾਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜੁੜੀਏ। ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਆਰੰਭ ਕਰਨ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਅਸੀਸਾਂ ਬਖਸ਼ਿਓ। ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਅਸੀਸਾਂ ਬਖਸ਼ਣ, ਮਿਹਰ ਭਰਿਆ ਹੱਥ ਸਿਰ ਉੱਤੇ ਰੱਖਣ, ਆਪਣੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਕਰਵਾ ਲੈਣ। ਟੂਡੇ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਸਪੀਕ ਟੂ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ, ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਯੈਸਟਰਡੇ ਮੋਰਨਿੰਗ you had a special kids program and a lot of sangat came and you talked about the sahibzades and their shahadat, and this entire week during the evening katha we will be talking about the shahadat of the sahibzades, because the theme of this camp this year is shahidi, kyunki is camp di assi theme rakhi hui hai shahadat, kyunki jithe jithe assi camp launde assi ek theme rakhde ha, kai campaan ch assi theme rakhi di mahapurkhan di, utthe mahapurkhan de jeevan bare dasde ha, kai campaan di theme rakhi jandi seva di, ਅਤੇ ਇਸ ਕੈਂਪ ਦੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਥੀਮ ਰੱਖੀ ਸੀ ਸ਼ਹਾਦਤ ਸ਼ਹੀਦੀ, ਅਤੇ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਵੀ ਹਿਸਟਰੀਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਲਾਸਾਂ ਲੱਗਦੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਹਾਦਤ ਬਾਰੇ ਹੀ ਲੱਗਦੀਆਂ, ਇਸ ਕੈਂਪ 'ਚ ਲੱਗੂਗੀਆਂ, ਅਤੇ ਜਿੰਨੀ ਵੀ ਕਥਾ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਹੋਊਗੀ ਸ਼ਹਾਦਤ ਬਾਰੇ ਹੀ ਹੋਊਗੀ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇਹ ਸ਼ਹੀਦੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਮਹੀਨਾ, ਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਇਸ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਅਸੀਂ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਆਰੰਭ ਕਰਨੀ ਆ ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਦੀਵਾਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੌਵੇਂ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਧੰਨ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਹਾਦਤ ਤੋਂ। ਅਤੇ ਇਸ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਹਾਦਤ ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਚਮਕੌਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਸਾਕਾ ਸਰਹੰਦ ਅਤੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ, ਜੋ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀਆਂ ਦਸਵੇਂ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ, ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਦਿਸ ਮੰਥ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਕਵਰਿੰਗ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ। So today I want everybody to listen as I talk about our ninth guru, who is Guru Tegh Bahadur ji. Guru Tegh Bahadur ji's prakash. See, for our gurus we don't say birthday, we say prakash. You know that? The guru's prakash happened on April 1st in the year 1621 in Amritsar. And Guru Tegh Bahadur ji's father was the sixth guru, Guru Har Gobind Sahib ji. And Guru Tegh Bahadur ji's mother was Mata Nanki ji. And Guru Tegh Bahadur ji, the sixth guru, Guru Har Gobind Sahib ji, had five sons. The eldest son was Baba Gurditta ji. Second was Baba Atal Rai ji. The third was Baba Ani Rai ji. And the fourth was Baba Suraj Mal ji. And the fifth son of Guru Har Gobind Sahib ji was Guru Tegh Bahadur ji. But Guru Tegh Bahadur ji, when he was a child, when he was young, Guru Tegh Bahadur ji had a different name. They didn't used to call him Guru Tegh Bahadur ji. When Guru Tegh Bahadur ji was young, his name used to be Baba Tyag Mal ji. So I want you all to remember that name, because today, when I talk about Guru Tegh Bahadur ji, I'm going to use his original name. His original name was Baba Tyagamurti. And when he was still very young, Baba Tyagamalji, when he was very young, even younger than some of you sitting here, when other children used to run around playing with their friends and looking around in these worldly things, Baba Tyagamalji, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, when he was just a young little boy, his mind was always thinking about God. He was always thinking about God. He was always remembering God. When he was young, he learned to read the scriptures from Pai Sai Pai Gurudas Ji. And then he would stay with Baba Buddha Ji during the day, where he would learn how to live a life of a Sikh. And one time there's a story. Baba Tyagamalji was just a few years old. And his oldest brother, Baba Gurditta Ji, was getting married. And just like when we go to a marriage, we dress up, we put on nice clothes. The same way Baba Tyagamalji's mother, Mata Nanki Ji, she dressed up her son, Baba Tyagamalji. She put a new chola on him. She put brand new clothes on him. And then they started to walk towards the wedding, where the marriage was going to be taking place, where the marriage was going to happen. They were all walking. It's not like us today who have cars and we drive to the Gurdwara. They had to walk back then. And they were walking towards the marriage place. And everybody was looking around. Some people were looking at, look how many people are here. Oh, they were all shocked and surprised and amazed. Other people were looking at each other's clothes. But Baba Tyagamalji, who was only a few years old, his mind wasn't there. Baba Tyagamalji, where was his mind? His mind was on God. And Baba Tyagamalji, he noticed one thing. On the side of the road, there was one young little boy. A little boy was sitting at the side of the road, standing at the side of the road. And that boy, there was something weird about that boy. Because that boy had no clothes on. That boy was naked. The boy was naked. He had no clothes on his body. And Baba Tyagamalji, he went up to that boy who was totally naked. And he asked him, he go, how come you're not wearing any clothes? Why are you naked? Why haven't your parents put clothes on you? And that boy responded, that it's not my parents' fault. My parents are poor. My parents don't have enough money to buy me clothes. They're poor. It's not their fault. See, we see poor people on the streets. What do we do? If we saw somebody who was naked or we saw somebody poor, what would we do? Some people would just walk away and do nothing. Some people would laugh at them. Some people would give a little bit of money, but then inside they'd think, oh yeah, I'm a good person because I gave a few dollars to that person. But what did Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, the ninth Guru, do? Baba Tyagamalji, what did he do? He took his own clothes off. Baba Tyagamalji, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, he took his own brand new clothes he was wearing. He took those clothes off and he gave those clothes to that boy. And he said, here, put these clothes on. These will cover you. These will keep you warm. You'll look so nice in these clothes. And he gave those clothes to that boy. And Baba Tyagamalji, he started to walk back towards the marriage, and he was totally naked himself. And when he came to his mother, Mata Nanaki Ji, she saw her son, Baba Tyagamal Ji, totally naked. She asked him, "The son, where are your clothes? Those brand new clothes I gave you, those nice clothes, where did they go? Why aren't you wearing them?" In that moment, Baba Tyagamal Ji said that, "Mother, I saw one boy, and that one boy was totally naked. He was cold, he was shivering. He was poor, and I couldn't bear to see him in so much pain. So I took my own clothes off to save him." And that same Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, we're going to discuss, while we discuss further and further into this katha, that same Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, who couldn't bear to see one boy in so much pain, so he took his own clothes off, how can he bear to see an entire nation in pain, entire religion in pain? He gave his own head to save the Hindu religion. Because Baba Tyagamal Ji, from a young age, was in love with God. Because some of us sitting here are still very young. But Baba Tyagamal Ji was even younger than them. And he had so much love for God and was so close to God. Baba Tyagamal Ji, as he grew up, he got married to his wife Mata Gujri Ji. And then once, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, the sixth Guru, he had an army of soldiers. And there was one soldier in that army, a general, whose name was Pende Khan. And Pende Khan, he was very egotistical. He thought that he was the best soldier out there. He even said that the only reason that Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji has won so many battles is because I'm his general, that I'm the commander of his army. And when he said that, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji kicked him out of the army. So Pende Khan was mad, he was angry, he wanted to get revenge. He wanted to get revenge on Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. So he brought soldiers, he went to the ruler, and he told them that, "I know all the secrets of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji's army. I used to be his general. If you want to beat him, I can help you." So he convinced that person, and they came and they tried to attack Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. And then a battle happened, and in that battle, Baba Tyagamal Ji, who was only 9, who was still very young, that Baba Tyagamal Ji, at a young age, grabbed his weapon and went on the battlefield. He grabbed a weapon called a teg, and he went on the battlefield. Because most people, when they hear about Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, they think that he was just a person who meditated and did a lot of pot and remembered God. But no, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji was a great warrior also. He went on the battlefield when he was still a young boy, and he used the weapon, and he showed so much bravery. And after Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji's army won the battle, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji was so happy with Baba Tyagamal Ji, he came up to him and said that, "You showed so much courage on the battlefield that from now on your name is changed. From now on your name is not Tyagamal, but from now on your name is going to be Tegh Bahadur." Bahadur means somebody who's brave, who has a lot of courage. Tegh is a weapon. And from that day on, Baba Tyagmal Ji's name became Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. And that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, when Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji was going to leave this world, he made Guru Har Rai Ji the seventh Guru. And he told Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji to go to a village. Does anybody know that village? He told Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji to go to a village He told them to go to a village named Bakala. Go to that village and meditate on God. So Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, the ninth Guru, he went to the village of Bakala. And then for over 26 years, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, the ninth Guru of the sixth, he stayed in that small town and did nothing else but remember God day and night. Day and night. And along with him, he had his wife, Mata Gujri Ji, and he had his mother, Mata Nanaki Ji, who stayed with them the entire time. Over 26 years, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji kept on remembering God, just meditating. Guru Har Rai Ji was the seventh Guru. After they left, Guru Har Krishan Ji became the eighth Guru. And then after, when Guru Har Krishan Ji was going to leave, he told the sixth that the ninth Guru is going to be in Bakala. And that's when we all know the story of how Makkhan Shah Luwana came and found Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji to be the ninth Guru. So I'm not going to go into that side of the story. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji became the ninth Guru. But at the same time that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji became the ninth Guru, there was a man whose name was Aurangzeb. And who was Aurangzeb? Aurangzeb was a king. He was a Muslim king. But not just a Muslim king, he was an evil Muslim king. He was really evil. And Aurangzeb became the king. And Aurangzeb had one thing he wanted. He wanted to make every single person in his kingdom, he wanted to turn them into Muslims. He didn't want any more Sikhs. He didn't want any more Hindus. He wanted every single person to be a Muslim under his kingdom. So first thing that Aurangzeb did is he was unfair to the other people. That if you were a Muslim, you could have a government job, but if you were a Hindu, you weren't allowed to work for the government. If you were a Muslim, you had to pay 2.5% taxes. But if you're a Hindu, you had to pay double, you had to pay 5% taxes. And then slowly, slowly as time went by, he started to order his soldiers to go and destroy some of the Hindus' old and ancient temples. And destroy the Hindu temples, and in their place, they started to build Muslim mosques, Muslim temples. And then, in the year 1674, Aurangzeb, he finally decided that now he's going to turn every single person in his country into a Muslim. He told his soldiers that I want you to go to every single part of the country. Every single person that is a Hindu, I want you to threaten them, to tell them that they have to change their religion and become a Muslim. And if they say no, I want you to torture them. And if they still say no, then I want you to kill them. And that's what the soldiers did. The soldiers went village to village, and they grabbed every single Hindu they could find. And they told that Hindu that either you have to change your religion and become a Muslim, or the second choice is that we're going to torture you and we're going to kill you. All the Hindu people of the country, they started to worry. They were afraid that their religion was going to be wiped out. That's like somebody coming up to you and saying that, oh, you're not allowed to be a Sikh anymore, that you have to be a Muslim now, or you have to be a different religion, that you don't have the choice anymore. All the Hindus, they started to worry. And what happened is, in the year 1675, a group of Hindu pandits, Hindu priests, from a place called Kashmir, they were so worried that their religion was going to be destroyed. They were so scared. They didn't know what to do to save their religion. So what they did is, they came all the way to Anandpur Sahib, where Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji was staying. And they told Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, they asked Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji for help. They knocked on Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's door, and when they came inside and Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji saw them, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji asked them that, why are you here? Who are you people? I don't know you. And at that moment, those Hindu priests, those Hindu pundits, they had one leader. And that one leader's name was Kirparam. He was the leader of all the Hindu priests, all the Hindu pandits. And this Kirparam, he came up in front of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. His eyes were filled with tears. He was crying. And he said one thing to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. Us samay Kirparam Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji paas aaye te ik gal aakhi Satguru Ji. ਇੱਕ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਅੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਆਖਿਆ ਇਹੋ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕਿਹੋ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਰਾਮ ਗਤ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣ ਮਤਨ ਗ੍ਰਾਮ ਹਮਰੋ ਬਲ ਅਬ ਰਿਹੋ ਨਾ ਕਾਈ ਹੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਗੱਜ ਕੇ ਬੰਧਨ ਕਾਟਣ ਹਾਰੇ ਸਭ ਹੂ ਮਦ ਨਿਰਾਰੇ ਜਿਨ ਦ੍ਰੋਪਦੀ ਰਾਖੀ ਲਾਜ ਦੇਹੋ ਸਵਾਰ ਸੁਦਾਮੇ ਕਾਜ ਫਿਰਤ ਫਿਰਤ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਆਏ ਥਾਰੇ ਹਾਂਤ ਪਰਿਓ ਹਰ ਤੇਰੇ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਸੇਵਾ ਹਾਰੇ ਇਸ ਅਰਜ ਗੁਜਾਰੇ ਤੁਮ ਕਲ ਜੁਗ ਕੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਮੁਰਾਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਰਾਮ ਆਖਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਵਕਤ ਇਸ ਕਲਯੁਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਡਾ ਹੋਰ ਕੋਈ ਰਾਖਾ ਹੈ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਇਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਕਲਯੁਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਹੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਮਦਦ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਰਾਮ ਟੋਲਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਵੀ ਹਿੰਦੂਜ ਵੀ ਬਿਲੀਵ ਇਨ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਪਰ ਹੀ ਗੋਜ਼ ਰਾਈਟ ਨਾਓ ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਸਟਰੈਂਥ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਟ ਦਿਸ ਕਿੰਗ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਟੂ ਪਾਵਰਫੁਲ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈਪਿੰਗ ਆਰ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਆਊਟ Right now, we see you as our only savior. You're the only person at this moment who comes to our mind who can help us. And we're begging you, please help us, because right now for us, you are our God. You are our Bhagwan Krishan. They did this binti to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji looked at them, saw the situation they were in. And at that same moment, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's young son, who was only about 9 years old, Guru Gobind Rai came. And he walked in, and he saw these Hindu priests, these Hindu pandits, grown men crying. And he asked his father, that, Father, why are these Hindu priests crying? And Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji said that, son, they're crying because the king right now, who happens to be a Muslim, that king is trying to destroy their religion. That king is trying to force them to change their religion and become Muslims. And then Gobind Rai, when he's only 9 years old, he said, father, isn't there anything you can do to help these people, to save them? And Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji said that, son, these people can only be saved if somebody is willing to sacrifice themselves, to give their own head to save their religion. But not just any ordinary person. It has to be somebody who remembers God day and night, somebody who is close to God. And at that moment, the 9-year-old boy, Gobind Rai, said one thing. He said, father, you said it has to be somebody who's close to God. But right now, when I'm looking, there's nobody closer to God than you. Why don't you give your own head to save these people? Imagine a son telling his own father to go sacrifice his own life, to give his own head to save a complete stranger, to help a complete stranger. But that's exactly what Gobind Rai, Guru Gobind Rai Ji did. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji agreed. He told those Hindu priests, those Hindu pandits, that go back and tell the king Aurangzeb that we believe in Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. Tell them that you'll make a deal with them, that if they can make Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji give up his religion and convert to Islam, if they can make Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji change his religion and become a Muslim, then we will all change our religion. We will all become Muslims. But if you can't make Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji change, then we're not going to change our religion. So the Hindu priests, the Hindu pandits, they did exactly that. They sent that message to the king. A few days later, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, he appointed his son Gobind Rai as the 10th Guru. And then Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji got ready to go. And give himself into the king. So what he did is he went up to his son Gobind Rai. And he met that son one last time before going. He met his family one last time. Just imagine how that might feel. Sometimes we go away. We meet our family. We say bye. But the thing is we know we're going to come back. We know that maybe in 1 week, 2 weeks, maybe a month, maybe 2 months, we're going to come back home and we're going to see our family. But how about that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji? How about that moment when he met his son and he knew that I'm not going to see him again? This is the last time I'm going to see my son. How about that moment when he met his wife, Mata Gujri Ji, and he knew that this is the last time I'm ever going to see her? And when he met his mother, Mata Nanki Ji, and he knew that this is the very last time I'm going to see my mother. Imagine how that might feel. Because some people sitting here, they might be cocky. They might have ego and might not respect what the Guru did. It's easy to sit here and say that's nothing big. It's hard to do yourself. Guru Tegh Bahadur ji met everybody in the family for the last time, and then they went to get arrested. They started to leave their house to get arrested. They came to a village called Agra where they were arrested, and then they were brung to where the king was. But Guru Tegh Bahadur ji only had 5 Sikhs with him. 5 Sikhs and Guru Tegh Bahadur ji, that's only 6 people. But the king was so scared of Guru Tegh Bahadur ji, he sent 1200 soldiers to arrest Guru Tegh Bahadur ji. So for 6 people, they sent 1200 soldiers to arrest 6 people. So they arrested Guru Tegh Bahadur ji. They arrested the 5 Sikhs with him, and they brung them back to where the king was. And then the king told them, he told his soldiers that I want you to torture Guru Tegh Bahadur ji. I want you to keep him starved. Don't give him any food. And then he'll give up. And when he gives up, he'll give up his religion and he'll become a Muslim. So that's exactly what they did. They kept him locked up inside a barn. Inside a steel cage. You know how sometimes we keep our pets inside of cages, our dogs or cats? The same way they kept the 9th Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur ji, inside a steel, an iron cage. And what kind of a cage was it? It was a small cage. A small cage with sharp spikes on all 4 sides of that cage. Spikes on the top, spikes on the side. And Guru Tegh Bahadur ji was made to sit inside of that cage. Such a cage that if Guru Tegh Bahadur ji even moved his head up a little bit, the spikes would poke him in his head. Poke him inside of his body. If he was moving a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, they would poke him on the side of his body, in his arms, in his legs. That cage is still around today in a museum in England. That cage is still there. And those people who have seen that cage, they know that cage is very small, very tight. And Guru Tegh Bahadur ji was made to sit inside that cage. And at that moment, one Sikh who was also arrested with Guru Tegh Bahadur ji, whose name was Bhai Mati Das ji, he looked at his guru and he started to cry, because Guru Tegh Bahadur ji was wearing ripped up clothes now. He was not being given food to eat. He was not even being given water to drink. And Bhai Mati Das ji, his eyes filled with water. He started to cry. Tears came in his eyes. And he started to think in his mind that that guru, my guru, the 9th guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur ji, who had so many servants who were ready to feed him, ready to serve him day and night, today that guru, nobody is even willing to give him one roti to eat. Nobody's even willing to give him one sip of water to drink. He was crying and he started to think in his mind that that Guru Tegh Bahadur ji, who is my guru, who people would come and bow to day and night, today that guru is sitting in a cage like an animal. He started to cry, thinking that guru who was so respected, who was so close to God, Today, that guru is sitting in a cage and his clothes are all teared up. They're all ripped up. He started to cry. And then he started to think that what kind of Sikh am I for just sitting here and watching this happen to my guru? Just sitting here and not doing anything about it. That Bhai Mati Das, he went up to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji and he did a benti to Guru Tegh Bahadur. He started to cry and he asked Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji that Satguru Ji, I can't bear to see all this that's happening to you. The way they're torturing you, the way they are treating you, Satguru Ji, this is not fair. Satguru Ji, you have so much power and shakti. Why are you not doing anything about this? And Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji told Bhai Mati Das Ji that Mati Das, even if somebody has power, has shakti, that shakti is not to be used. That the strongest person is that person who believes in God and obeys God's hukum. Just like Guru Arjan Dev Ji, you all learned this today in your history classes about Guru Arjan Dev Ji's Shahadat. That Guru Arjan Dev Ji said that Tera Kiya Mita Lagya. Right? That God, whatever you want to do, I accept it. Just like we discussed last night in the katha, that jyo paave tyo rakh le hum saran prab aaye ram ram. Ab hum chali thakur pehar, jab hum saran prabhu ki aaye rakh prabhu paave ma. That I've given myself up to God, now God is up to you. You can keep me alive or you can kill me. Because once we give something to somebody, it's not ours anymore. And when we bow to the Guru, we've given our body and our mind up to the Guru. Now it's up to the Guru, it's up to God how He wants to keep us. And Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji explained to him that Mati Das, that whatever God wants to happen, it will happen. We should accept God's will. The strongest person is not that person with the most power. The strongest person is that person whose soul is so strong that he doesn't get afraid of anything. Whose soul is so strong that he always has faith in God and always believes in the command of God, in the hukum of God. And that's exactly what Satguru Ji told the Sikhs, and that's exactly what Satguru Ji is telling us in our lives. That we have to keep faith in God at all times. We have to always remember God every single moment of our day. We will continue with this Sakhi. There's so much more to be said. But for today, the time is over. And we will continue on with this story of our Guru, ninth Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, and his sacrifice tomorrow evening. We will continue and we'll see exactly what Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji did. And we will continue that tomorrow night. And I want everybody to remember this. Don't just listen to it today and forget it tomorrow. Because all these stories, they're lessons for us that teach us how we can live through our lives. And tomorrow evening, we'll continue on from this point and go through all the sacrifice that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji made and the Sikhs that were with Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, the sacrifices they made. So in ending for today, I just want to ask for forgiveness that while talking about the Guru's life, I may have made a lot of mistakes. I want the Sangat and the Guru to forgive me. In ending, I want every single person here to put their hands together And I want everybody to say out loud with me loudly, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.